To mark the fifth anniversary of the financial collapse, the White House has released a new economic report. As NPR's Ari Shapiro reports, it charts the impact of the government's interventions to save the economy.
This report looks at a wide range of measurements: home prices, auto sales, consumer lending, and more. On every one, the White House argues that things are better than they were. And in many cases, economic advisor Gene Sperling says things turned out better than anyone anticipated. On a conference call, he offered the AIG bailout as one example, where the government spent $182 billion to save the bank. And today,
taxpayers, the federal government, has now seen a return of $205 billion, or $23 billion more than was put in.
But by other measures, the recovery is less impressive. Unemployment remains at 7.3%. A typical worker today makes little more than a decade ago, and the income divide is larger than it's been in almost a century. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.